Salam alaikum. How are you guys doing? How's everything going? How has the week been? I hope you're taking care of yourselves. And also, very importantly, I hope you're taking care of your loved ones. Guten Morgen. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Buenos dias. Buen dia. Man zakin. it's an interesting thing to just flirt with languages, you know? Well, today's podcast is going to be about spirituality. For those of you who already had heads up, I mean, this week has been quite an interesting one. We've been watching, for those of you who are interested in football or follow anything that is, very important about football, you would know that there is an African Cup of Nations going on. The African Cup of Nations going on. That's the AFCON 2022 or AFCON 22. Going on, and Ghana has been eliminated. I mean, terribly so. It's been a pathetic journey. Our first match we played with Morocco, I think. We conceded a goal. The second match with Gabon, it was 2-1. Last a few minutes to the final whistle, we conceded an equalizing goal from Gabon, and finally we had to play with the island of Comoros. And such a pathetic display as well. I mean, it was better than the first two games, but at the end of the day, if you didn't win, it is just pathetic and sad. Anyways, I do not talk as a football connoisseur. That is not what I'm referring to myself as. I'm just saying, as an ardent supporter of the Ghana Black Stars, as a dedicated fan of Ghanaian football. I realize that the teams that we used to have previously are not the same teams that we have had in the past few years. And with changing seasons, people changing, you expect a different result, of course. Now, I know what a great disappointment all of this is. I would also like to say that the former champions of the AFCON, that's Algeria, they also have been eliminated from the group stages. So it's just an interesting time to follow football. But one thing you would notice throughout is the similarities between these great teams that are being exited or that are being, just thrown out of the group stages. A country I'd like to talk about is Ghana. And thanks for bearing with me for the football analysis up to this point. But the point here is about spirituality. You see, I watched a video where people were praying about the football games. They were praying, speaking in tongues. For those of you who know what that is speaking in unknown languages, believably to some kind of higher power. They were just praying to God about the football games, that God would allow Ghana to win. I mean, when Algeria lost, they said Algeria lost because some people use what the Algerians call a grigri. In French, it's called a marabout. In English, we call it voodoo or juju. They were using that to actually, to control the outcome of the games. I can't help but just think for a minute. Spirituality in Africa. I have a saying that applies always to my life. I always say there is no spirituality in technicality. Let me take that again. There is no spirituality in technicality. I do not care how you'd want to interpret these. I do not care how you'd want to be, emotional about these statements. That's your prerogative. But just listen and let me know what you think at the end as well. You see, when we refer to spirituality, we're talking about a connection between the human and the superhuman, the ordinary and the divine. Technicality is just a concept of repetition where expertise or excellence is attained as a virtue or as a result of repetition. For example, if you wake up every single morning and you run 100 meters every single morning, there will come a time where you would be able to run 100 meters effortlessly. Does that mean that Prince does not believe in miracles? I believe in miracles. I am of the Christian proclivity myself, and I believe in the principle that God starts everything as a miracle but sustains it by principle. So, for example, you would see if you're a believer, in any of the three major religions or the three monotheistic religions, that's Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, you would know that God created the whole world with just two people, Adam and Eve. Those two were miracles. Adam was a miracle, Eve was a miracle. But the rest of the world came by as a result of reproduction. So God starts everything as a miracle and sustains it with principle. You see, when God created the trees for the first time, the first plants, the first trees, whatever they were miracles. Because he just spoke them into being if you're a believer. But subsequently, we had to plant their seeds. We had to, you know, to graft them. We had to plant their stems. We had to grow them. We had to apply principle. Does this mean that spirituality does not exist? Of course, if you know me in any way, shape, or form, you would know that I do sincerely believe in spirituality, but I do not think that spirituality is to the extent to which it's been perpetrated in Ghana, or, to be more precise, in Africa. You see, in Africa, everything is spiritual. The depreciation of the cedi, the depreciation of our currency, is spiritual. The accidents that occur on roads are spiritual. Malaria killing people in Africa, spiritual. Bad governance is spiritual. Poor performance in football, and that's why I started with football, is spiritual. The question is, what is really not spiritual? What isn't spiritual? So back to the statement I make. There is no spirituality in technicality. It will not take a spiritual man to beat. It will not take a spiritual man to be the best. It will take a man who practices technique. Now, that is not to say that there is no supernatural favor or grace on people. My life is an explicit definition of grace and favor myself, personally. But I can also say that if somebody who does not believe in God, if somebody who does not believe even in my God to start with, if there is somebody who does not believe in any of the faith and beliefs I have, if that person should apply himself to diligence and be repetitively consistent at whatever the person decides to do, I may at best be able to compete with a person, but I would not be able to beat this person, because doing that itself is going to be a direct imbalance to nature. I'll put the universe in a state of imbalance. Pastor Ed, one of the teachers and mentors I have in my life, and my friend, will always say, all work is profitable. You know, Mike, my very close friend, used to tell me, no energy is wasted. I think they were all saying the same things. All work is profitable. It means when you put in the work, even if you don't see it, it will accumulate at some point. Sooner rather than later, you are going to reap the fruits of your labor. So instead of us delving into spirituality and making everything spiritual in Africa, why don't we take time to break it down into the simple technicalities? If there is a problem with our football, why don't we take time to analyze the technicalities of our football? If there's a problem with roads, why don't we take time to analyze the roads and get better contractors and stop stealing money and attributing the accidents to the devil? If there is a devil in Africa, I would say that he wears suit, white shirt, and a tie. Monday to Friday. You see, spirituality exists and technicality exists. I as an individual, I believe that spirituality is a very personal affair. Very personal. I mean, I've had debates with people, even my close friends. Often we have this conversation of, can music be spiritual? And my answer is always, no, I don't think so. I don't think music is spiritual. I think individuals have spirituality. So individuals are spiritual and music is just a form through which they express their spirituality. For example, I can give you a very clean example. So I play music, I play the guitar, I play the piano. It's very different when I play the piano than from when my mentor, the man who taught me a lot of things about music, Dr. Samuel Opoku-Jenfe, when he plays music, it's different. That is not because the chords he's playing are different. That is not because how he holds the guitar is not the same way I hold the guitar. That has nothing to do with it. It means the individual himself is spiritual. It is a personal affair. The individual himself is spiritual. And playing an instrument to him is an expression of his spirituality. Playing a guitar to me is not an expression of my spirituality. That is not an expression of my spirituality. Playing a guitar to Prince Tego is an expression of technicality. Full stop. I express my spirituality elsewhere, or in other forms, or through other means. We don't have to express our spirituality by binding demons who are trying to cause the Ghanaian team to not qualify. Whenever you bring the issue of spirituality up, people will now say, oh, you know, it's being religious, not spirituality, whatever the word, all right, guys, synonyms. Tomato, tomato, it's the same thing at the end of the day. It is individual. Technicality is what we need right now in Africa. Let's analyze things. Let's look at, quote unquote, the white man. And how technical he is in his dealings. Be spiritual. Let it be personal. Let me know what you guys think. I would love to hear from you. I know this is a bit controversial. So until you hear from me next time, stay safe, guys. Love and light from Prince Tego. Bislam Malik. And please do let me know what you think. Ciao.